producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're boots on the ground in Afghanistan. Floods in part of California. As much as they pray for rain, they got it and washed away part of five, about 40 miles outside of L.A. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What's buzzing in your backyard? I think the main buzz has to be over a couple of things. One, a couple of days off of the Democratic debate conversation now slowly shifts back to who's running this country next. We have a couple of months before we swing into 2016. And if nothing else, it's interesting how many people are watching the debates, because over 24 million watched the last Republican debate, 15 million the Democratic debate. If only all these people and 6 degrees of separation of the people watching would go and vote, boy, wouldn't that be interesting to see the kinds of numbers that might be able to flip an election in a different direction. Think about that. And that's why the Electoral College has to go, because if it does, it's a much better thing, my friends. Coming up this hour, we're going to hit the mailbag. Tons of you dump mail on me having to do with the Democrats and the debates and a slew of other things, too, as well. But from the get-go, the Afghanistan deal is this. Combat is over, according to the president, but airstrikes are still happening. While that's going on, the Taliban has suddenly found its voice again in a much bigger way. So the president says we're going to keep 5,500 troops in Afghanistan beyond 2016. Right now, 9,800, really closer to almost 10,000. So that gets reduced, essentially, but 5,500 stay back. Is this the right call? Is this the wrong call? Do troop levels in Afghanistan matter at this point, especially with what they're charged of doing? You know, the rules of engagement are so cockamamie, it has to be frustrating, although nobody in the military would voice that. It has to be frustrating to be in those posts. This is what's happening. If you play fantasy sports, this is a big story, buzzing everywhere, because get your hands off of our sports. Daily fantasy sports sites had to shut down in Nevada. It's interesting. You know, you're talking about DraftKings and FanDuel. The regulators there are saying they can't operate in the state without a gaming license, because you think of Nevada, you think of especially Las Vegas, but other areas in Nevada. And there's been a big backlash over these sites because they're just wildly popular. So, of course, oh, my gosh, all these articles are being done and they're making millions of dollars. We need some of that cash. But I think there's going to be other ripples in other states because they're questioning the legality of it. Unregulated sites that can compete in games involving the NFL, which is really the main thing, college players, all that kind of deal. You pay an entry fee. It goes into a bigger pool. Then you assemble teams that earn the most points, fantasy, based on real-life stats in any given period, with a certain percentage of top finishers earning a payout. Now, let me give you an example of how it works. And some of you might be listening to me and you say, duh, I already do that. DraftKings ranges from 25 cents, seriously, to more than 5,000. And some people have won some pretty big money, over 1 million. Now, DraftKings and FanDuel are saying, look, these are games of skill, not chance, which is true because of I think they're right, because you're assembling these pieces of the puzzle. And then you're paying whatever you want the entry fee to be, and it's in a pool. And they say it's protected by the Unlawful Internet Gambling Enforcement Act that was kicked in back in 2006. So the sites are available in all but five states where it's been, their legality thing has been questioned. So I'm sorry, I got to say, get out of here. You just, you're reading this. You want the coin. I don't get it. But the American Gaming Association is doing a review of the legality of fantasy sports. And they say, oh, we appreciate what the Nevada board had to say. So we need some clarity. So we'll see. I have to say, is fantasy a form of gambling that has to be licensed like sports betting? I'm going to say, no, get your hands off these fantasy dudes. I think it's just a question of, oh, yeah, here we go, and somebody is making money, so let's overregulate it. You might see it through different eyes. I don't understand. It's like we're bleeding, and here's a different thing. It's like we're bleeding cash, and then we say ixnay to all the gambling, meaning so much of the overregulation led to think of cards, Texas Hold'em, all that kind of stuff, those sites. Well, what do? They just go overseas. So who makes the money overseas? Not the United States. That's for sure. Not happening. In the meantime, ever get a speeding ticket? Ever get upset over a speeding ticket? I've been with people who've gotten speeding tickets and they have great personalities. Suddenly they have sour personalities, no matter how much money they have when they're stopped by a cop. And in the past 2 years, I've been with three different people who got speeding tickets. So I read the story today about a Chicago father who had a heart attack back in September and is upset that his son was given a speeding ticket while trying to rush him to the emergency room, which is what happened. So William O'Neill told a reporter from the Chicago Sun-Times that a trooper wrote a ticket for $1,500 for his son, even after an ambulance came to the scene to deliver the father to the hospital. I just got to say, can you imagine that? This is your father. You are a wreck. You're trying to get him to the hospital. He's having a heart attack, and you get pulled over. What are you thinking? I hope he doesn't die in this car. And when he was pulled over, he was supposedly going 82 in a 55-mile zone. When he was pulled over, the trooper walked over to the father on the passenger side, asked him what was going on. He said, I think I'm having a heart attack, we're on the way to the hospital. And he showed him his medication. He lifted that up and said, and the trooper said, you don't look like you're having a heart attack. You don't look like it. And then they called the ambulance, and then that was it. And the last thing the trooper said was, you need to slow down, and gave him the ticket. So the good news is the father made it to the hospital, thank goodness, and didn't have a heart attack and die in the car, because that would have been the biggest tragedy, because you're, you know, trying to make up time. Now, you could look at this and say, well, listen, he's tearing through a 55-mile per hour zone, basically. You know, the sign says 55. He's going 82. What if he had hit somebody? I get it. But I'm going to say this guy gets a pass. His son, thank goodness, did the right thing. I think the trooper did the wrong thing, especially his reaction. So we're thinking about you, O'Neill. I get you. I feel it. I know. I understand the whole ticket thing. But this, to me, was legitimate. You might see it different.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. situation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Time once again to dip into the email pile, and boy, there was a ton of it, like leaves stacking up on my lawn. We go to our mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
First one, Tom. Tom says, Kate, that Democratic debate was a joke. I am a Republican, so I'll be honest about it. Sometimes the people that call your show are just, I think, too harsh. And trust me, there are Republicans who are, I hate the word moderate, but a little more sensible. I don't like any of the candidates, frankly, across the board from the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. I don't understand why we can't find a candidate who just simply looks us square in the eye, tells us it's a mess, and gives us the real deal that we're going to have to pay more taxes, that we got to pick up the ball, and that we have to do something about health care, but there's a better way to do it. I don't know. Maybe I've just had too many cocktails, and I couldn't stand to hear what any of the Democrats had to say, but it's the same with the Republicans. Maybe I am in search of a new party. I don't know. I'm right in that 40s range. Help! Well, I say, you know what? I don't care if you're right of right, left of left, or somewhere in between, or sick of it all. So you fall into that category of sick of it all, most likely. And, you know, if you go back in history, I always say this, you can dig up and find so many areas where you have elections and people are saying the same thing. You can find news clips of it, that it's time for a new deal. It's time to shake things up, whether you're talking about 30s, 40s, you know, it doesn't matter, 50s, 60s. But the debt is out of control. The middle class is absolutely disappearing. I don't think that's people that have sour grapes. I don't think it's any of that. I think it's the truth. It's the reality. That's what it is. I guess there's the reality for some and then the real reality. And that's the frustrating part. And it does feel like there's sort of nothing out there for everybody, if that makes any sense. Maybe I don't make any sense. Maybe you have caught your disease. Okay, we move on to Eric, who says, Kate, this is the second time I've emailed your show. I do enjoy it. I listen to it whenever I can. I have kind of a schedule that's all over the place, but I download the show from GCNLive.com. Thanks for your humor. Thanks for your knowledge. And thanks so much for introducing us to many of the wonderful people that you have introduced us to through your guests. So here's my question to you. Who is the most exciting person that you ever interviewed in your career? That question is a tough question. And people ask me that question a lot of times when I go out and speak. I know I've interviewed over 12,000 people. And, you know, I like the person who we don't know. It's not always the famous person. It's somebody who's done something extraordinary that I've been able to find through friends or myself or whatever it is. And so often it is just the person with the story of what they've done to help other people. The other day we had General Dallaire on, and I thought that was pretty thrilling. When you imagine what he's gone through, that whole thing with Rwanda. So to me, that was an interesting interview. If you wanted to go with famous people, I've interviewed Bush, both Bushes. This has been a long time, of course. And I've interviewed a lot of people in the political game that were trying to make a difference. And if you wanted to go to sports, you know, pick anybody, from Roger Staubach to, to Ted Williams before he died, which that was pretty exciting to talk to him. And why was it great to talk to him? You know, we talked a little bit about baseball, but we talked about fly fishing and how he felt like he was one of the most fortunate men ever because he had the chance to fly fish because of what he did. So there's a loose answer to your question. How's that? All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from William. William says, Hi, Kate. I watched the Democratic debate, and I don't know. I don't understand why people give Hillary Clinton so much flack. I'm not saying I'm voting for her, and I understand about the whole Clinton machine and why people are tired of the Clintons and the Bushes. Sometimes your brand becomes just too exposed. But I think deep down, she's not as nasty of a woman as all these people are portraying her to be. I don't think she cares, however, because if you jump into politics, you better have a thick skin. I'm not so sure Donald has that thick skin. He seems to be more snarky when he's attacked, and he's attacked all the time, but he should be used to that because as a business person and out of New York, and with how much exposure he gets, he should be used to being criticized. I don't know that bodes well for being president, because no matter who's elected, they're going to take heat, massive, massive heat. Yes, Trump is too sensitive, because, of course, you just said it. You do get attacked from all angles. No matter how many people think you're fabulous, no matter what fantastic thing you do and the 10 lousy things you do or perceived of doing, you know, that's the deal. And that's the deal. I don't feel sorry for anyone who runs for president or public office because you know what you're getting into. And I think when I try to answer the question, and I've met some of these people, and when you ask the question, where are all the good people? It's because people don't want to run. Because they see what happens, and they don't want to be exposed. They don't want to be having to be part of the Twittersphere every 5 seconds and have to defend everything they say or tiptoe over everything they say. So I think that's what's happened there, to be honest. Okay, here's one from Keith. Kate, Lamar Odom. I don't know if I've heard you talk about this at all. I would think that you would have talked about it. Did you hear this thing about him in the brothel in Nevada and the fact that they found him unconscious and he was foaming at the mouth? Wow. Isn't he married to one of the Kardashians? Yeah, you know, it's really, this story is crazy. That's exactly what happened. He was at a brothel on Tuesday and he hasn't regained consciousness, supposedly. He's in the hospital. It's being treated as an overdose. They think he suffered a stroke and they have not been able to, you know, he's not come back or whatever from losing consciousness. So it's not looking good. They found him that way. Blood was coming from his nose, his mouth, that whole thing as you described it. And They said that he had been doing cocaine and had taken up to 10 tablets of ecstasy or something like that. Ecstasy or even Viagra, they don't know, a mix of that, a wild cocktail over the past week and a half. So, not good. He was hooked up to a Kardashian, and apparently the Kardashians, Khloe and Kim and all those people, are there by his side. They tweeted something else that, people were trying to go to the hospital, and they just said, don't go to the hospital. So it's not good. It's not good. He's two women at this brothel went to check on him, and they found him face down and unconscious. So, that's the end of that story. Okay, let's move on to another one. This one is from Brown. That's what he's saying. His name is Brown. Brown says, Kate, when it comes to the economy, it doesn't make any sense to me that we continue to allow corporations to go overseas. Half of the jobs get sliced in half, and the people who own the companies make the money at the top because they get things made so cheaply and done so much cheaper. Is there a way to fix this? Wow, that's like the biggest softball ever. I don't mean that in a nasty way. Yes, the one way to fix it is to cut the corporate tax rate. We have the highest one in the land, 35%. That's ridiculous. So, sure, if we could have a 15% corporate tax rate, then maybe there would be more encouragement to stay. If you believe in capitalism and we're a capitalistic society, then you can't do anything about the people running the company, frankly, because they run the company. They own the company. It depends on who you work for. And sometimes the cuts are because economically they can't afford to continue to make whatever it is they're making anyway if they're in the United States. So is it a poor-run company? Is it a well-run company? Are they great owners? Is it a great CEO? Is it a reason of the corporate tax rate? There's no way to blanket statement that. But it is awful when you have a job for a long time and you're getting benefits and you like it and it's what you've done forever and you feel comfortable and the everyday thing is your thing. And then suddenly it goes away. We saw that with the auto industry, how hard hit the auto industry has been. Manufacturing's been just slammed in the United States. And, so many people like that familiarity, and families and generations work at a certain place. And then, when the jobs go away, it's pretty tough to pull out that resume, isn't it, and try to figure out, what am I going to do next? Thanks for all of your emails. It was a great mailbag. And remember, you can send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Not too long ago, a friend of mine, Michael Zwirling, introduced me to Alex Jones, hoping he could help me with my health crusade. I must say that I'm beyond impressed that Alex Jones has become my hero. Just in case the secret hasn't gotten out yet, I want to tell you that millions of people are listening, and Alex is one of the most powerful driving forces in radio to date. We need everyone to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and join our effort to get this world healthy again. The InfoWar cannot be won with sick ground soldiers deprived of the basic 90 essential nutrients. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com and find out what the entire buzz is about. We can no longer rely on Big Brother for health care, so take action and go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Only you can take the steps to good health. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and prevent your family from getting sick and get them on the road to recovery. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Ossick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. You know how to do it. Give me a call or flip me that email at americatonight.net, 855-266-5283. Lots of opinions about the candidates. Here's one from 3D Dave, and he wrote me actually two different emails. Appreciate it, Dave. He says, "Hi, Kate. I wanted to address one more thing. This is the one I went to. I'm not being fastidious here. I'm serious. Since Mr. Trump talks about building a wall between the United States and Mexico, I don't believe that just a wall is sufficient. If we're going to do that, let me do it right. Since through history we've obtained many things from the German culture, the jet engine, assistance thanks to their post-war scientists, who better than someone from former communist East Germany to show us how to best fortify that border? Because over the course of time, no one dared cross the border. I'm not talking about the Berlin Wall. I'm talking about the former East-West German national border." He's right. "Between the former divided Germany, that was equally as deadly to cross as the wall dividing the city of Berlin. I know that sounds very harsh and absolute, but if Mr. Trump wants to do this, then let's do it right or not at all. Again, love your show, Kate. Regards, 3D Dave." Yeah, I think that we're going to hear more about immigration in the upcoming debates. And, you know, pretty soon, before you know it, we're going to be into the primaries when the real stuff matters. Grim, hello, you have the floor.
Well, might as well talk about that wall. You know, I've talked about it before, but I do have a 1K card for that whole border. And a lot of it's open area, Kate.
It is. That's why it's so scary, because in Arizona especially, it's ridiculous.
It's mined. It's just like Korea.
Oh, yeah, put it in. You're saying put it. Oh, are you kidding? There'd be so much outrage blowing up people. Oh. Yeah, that's in a different world. There's no way. Oh my gosh. But I see what you're saying.
Really?
You want to try to dodge the landmines?
I understand that there was a big thing about I think Kim Basinger was doing things about left mines in some third world country that, you know, we'd left or the ward left, and, you know, the children losing arms and legs. You know, I understand that. But, you know, this is our country. And we paid for that fence. We paid for it. Now, I don't care. The fence needs to go up. Everybody's right about that. But what's the cost for them, you know, somebody going out there and them cutting holes and then some drugs cartel using a sniper to shoot the guy that's trying to repair the fence? What kind of cost? I mean, but put up the fence, put the signs there, and put you about a 200-meter or, you know, 200-yard or 300-yard distance between two fences and mine it. You see where I'm coming from?
Oh, can you imagine? Are you kidding me? I understand why you're saying that. Oh, blowing up people, there's no way. I mean, that's why the whole thing with the wall, they think the wall is just disgraceful, and how could you put up a wall? But then everybody refers to it as a wall, so it's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, if you want to stop it, if you truly want to stop it, because the only one that's truly been impenetrable is the one in North Korea, South Korea.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, nobody dares. You wouldn't dare cross there.
But I'll tell you, you know, when I was overseas, they had over 200 incidents. There's stuff that goes on between them two countries you don't hear every day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's highly classified, too.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
To be honest, you know, if you really want to stop it, but we got, that's only, 1,900 miles of land border. There's not a border up north between us and Canada.
No.
A ditch. I've heard that several times. All you have to do is jump the ditch.
Yeah, that's funny. I've heard that, too.
And then, you know, the majority of our borders is water. And then we got air, overhead air.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're
now,
right.
You know, with these drones, heck, you know, they don't have to dig, you know, because digging tunnels is a lot more expensive. Why not just use the drone? And then that real big cocaine bust, if you notice that boat, it was almost a submarine.
Oh, yeah.
It only had 6 inches of the top of it showing. They
It's crazy.
So, you know, the problem with the drugs is we're supply and demand, right, Kate?
Oh, yeah. That's it, supply and demand.
If there's no demand, but who's demanding all this cocaine? That's what I want to know.
I know.
Yeah.
There's a huge, are you kidding? There's a huge demand here. That's it.
Yeah. Supply and demand. If we can curtail, if it's all about morality. If people come to love their country and respect it, then we wouldn't have the drug use.
Yeah.
And now,
I agree.
I'm not saying drugs are bad, because, heck, water's a drug.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just too many people that abuse it, just like the basketball player.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Lamar Odom. Oh, my gosh, what happened to him, finding him in the brothel, the whole thing, and now he's really almost toast, they say.
Well, I kind of look at the Kardashians driving him to it.
Oh,
can't
that's a
that?
Crazy, oh, yeah, that's a crazy world.
And now the sick and sad part, the moral part I keep talking about, is they want to publicize it so that they can continue their name in the papers. Because that's what keeps them rich. Ridiculous,
yeah.
Isn't it?
It's a cycle.
Well, you know, I mean, like I said the other night, we're here for a test. This is what we're being, is tested to see if, you know, we can be accepted to where the real life's going to be, in my book. And all the religions say that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the only thing about the Muslim religion is when Mohammed came along, because basically, you know, the Quran is basically the Proverbs and Psalms that was just, you know, plagiarized.
Yeah.
That's what it was. And then Muhammad come along and he added to it. And he created, you know, it being the one true religion. But, there's no other person that walked on water. There's no other person that came back from death. There's no, you know, in recorded history. So, you know, that's my personal belief.
Right. I gotcha. Absolutely. But, you know, it's. I mean, look, it's like we took the globe and turned it upside down. We know that. It's very, what's happening in the quicksand of the Middle East, and then how that's affecting, you know, how is it that young Americans are wanting to go hook up with ISIS? Are you kidding me? I don't care if there's 10, but it's more than that. Every time I hear one of those stories, it just gives me the chills, because I don't understand why you would do that when you see what they're doing to people. So that's not honoring the Quran. That's not honoring anything. That's just murdering people.
Well, it's murder. It's also just playing on.
Using a religious theme. Yes.
Adolescence of the mind.
Yes.
Especially with the youth that, you know, everything, you know, fame and glory, fast. I want it now.
Right. Exactly.
Let's go back to the Model T, slow everybody down to 40 miles an hour. Let's go back to, you know, days of glory, you know, Victorian. Why not, you know? I mean, enjoy life. It's going to be short. Right?
I agree with you. I agree with you. Why wouldn't you try to enjoy life the best you can when none of us know when our time is up and the stamp is gone? Absolutely. Why wouldn't you? No matter what it is that you carve out for yourself, it just ceases to amaze me what people will do. It's crazy. Grim, you have a good one. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Jeremy quickly here in Alaska. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, kid. Thanks for taking my call, darling.
Of course. What's on your mind? Give it to us.
Well, I'm like friends with a lot of Native Americans online and stuff, and, you know, a lot of them feel abused and stuff like that, and I don't blame them. Like, what has Obama done for Leonard Peltier? You know, he's like a political prisoner, you know, and, like the blacks are another thing, and Mexicans and everything else. I just don't understand where it ends, Katie. And I was hoping you could give me
some insight to that. Jeremy, you know, it's interesting. I thought about this with the question the other night to Bernie Sanders about, do black lives matter? It was really a setup question. And you heard how he answered that, where he said, black lives matter. And then it segued into all lives matter, because he's been dealing with that a bunch with interruptions and everything else. And, I mean, here's the thing. I know this is... I know this sounds kind of simplistic, but isn't it that we're all Americans first, like, no matter what? I mean, different backgrounds, people we don't agree with, lifestyles we don't agree with, places we would never want to live, places we would love to live. I mean, we have choice in this country, which is so fabulous, right? So we're all Americans, except for then we have that argument about the people in line who come in, spend money they don't have, anything they can to become an American, and then a massive amount of people that come in here illegally, and how much money that's cost and what that's done to some areas. So I get that argument, but on the face of, are we all Americans? I mean, don't we start there first? We all come from someplace else, right? We all have different backgrounds. I don't get it. I mean, sometimes some of the things that lead to explosions, that lead to death, that lead to horrific things, whoever lit that match, shame on them, because I think a lot of that shouldn't have happened. Stay with us.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
The legendary Dr. Joel Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
This version of America Tonight, for this hour anyway. And one of the fun things that we do is we like to look at numbers, right? In our version of We Can Count. So, counting the numbers, this is what we'll do. I'm going to just jump into the numbers. Normally we have that little silly thing that we play in front of it, but I'm just going to just dive right into the numbers. I'm going to give us that extra minute to be able to squeeze some more in, because often what happens is I run out of time when there's things that I would love to have a chance to talk about. All right, how about this? This is something that's been reported now, I think, pretty much all over the place, but this chemical lab that was designed by Thomas Jefferson, I love Thomas Jefferson, was discovered in the University of Virginia Rotunda. I mean, how wild is that? They're doing this. This always happens, of course, when you're digging and renovating. And they're doing this 2-year renovation on the campus rotunda. And so it revealed a lab that was designed by Jefferson. It goes back to the 19th century, of course. They uncovered the science classroom behind a wall on Monday. The room was sealed in one of the lower floor walls of the rotunda in the mid-1840s, and it was protected from a fire in 1895 that ripped up a lot of the interior, so that would have been gone. There's the chemical hearth inside was originally built as a semicircular niche, they say. It had two fireboxes, so they would have heat, think of the time. Brick tunnels underneath the building led fresh air into the fireboxes and then the workstations, and the ducts carried the fume and the smoke because of what they were doing. I think that is so wild. I mean, I can't even imagine when these people are in the middle of doing like a renovation, they come across that. So the university thinks that the chemical hearth might have been sealed behind the wall when the lab was moved to the annex of the rotunda before the fire. And pretty significant, I would say. I mean, this is a piece of history, but pretty significant just to know more of what was happening there. Now we go from this lab of Tom Jefferson's to alien life. If for those of you who think that there is life on other planets, or those that think that is wackadoodle talk, either way, this Kepler telescope says they're spotting that. It's a distant star, and it's getting a lot of attention, a lot of ink, too. The stars, I always love these names. The star, KIC 8462852, because, of course, there's so many, was discovered through Planet Hunters, which is a science program at Yale, right? They were taking info from the space, from that Kepler space telescope, and they were searching for signs of a drop in light because of orbiting planets. They call them exoplanets crossing in front of the planet stars. Is that too much for your head to process? But basically what it means is a light year, and I had this explained to me when I was at that observatory that was incredible in Texas that just blew me away. But anyway, a light year measures the astronomical distance that light travels in 1 year. It's equivalent to 5.8 trillion miles. That's unbelievable. So what they're looking at from this Kepler deal, what they think they've discovered is the light curve is weird, they're saying. They haven't seen anything like it in a long time, like flickering in the certain stars and all that stuff. So now they're wondering, this is where some of this research is, that could there be extraterrestrial intelligence? Could that be some of what they're seeing? And who, you know what the answer is ultimately? You just heard me say how far away and whatever. Who knows, right? Do we know? Can we prove that? And the answer is, I mean, it's like something out of that movie Contact. Remember that? There's no slam dunk. There's no way when you see radio emissions or that kind of stuff, there's no way for them to know that. It just makes for interesting conversation, though, doesn't it? I think it does. Absolutely. All right, since we're talking about crazy finds, I'm going to stay along the same lines and talk about something that I picked off of one of the network websites. Can't remember which one, but a professor was searching last year for a letter relating to Samuel Ward, one of the translators of the King James Bible, and he was in the archives in Cambridge. And what happened was he found a paperback-sized notebook once belonging to this Samuel Ward that had been cataloged in the 1980s, and it included verse-by-verse commentary, and it looked to be an early draft of the King James Bible. It contained a book from one of the omitted sections and pieces of the Wisdom of Solomon. Remember, if you go back in history and remember this, King James I, of course, commissioned a new Bible translation in 1604. So the 70-page draft goes back to 1604 to 1608. They have to validate it, but if it's validated, then the find would become the earliest known draft of the King James Bible, one of only four manuscripts of the text even ever found. Very cool. Well, I just thought I'd go to Cambridge, and then I came across this, and we started looking at the notebook. And how about that? Working out a translation, and they say even clearly they can show it shows him working out a translation, and then making mistakes and changing his mind. So then they're saying now it could raise the possibility the Bible may be far more a patchwork of translations than has ever been recognized. So I don't know. But I thought that, I just thought it was fascinating, again, because of the time period we're talking about. All right, as we continue with We Can Count, Bill Cosby is going to be deposed. Malcolm Jamal Warner now is speaking out, because everybody that's done anything with Cosby is being asked about Cosby. He's going to sit down on Friday for a deposition, and a lawsuit brought by a woman who claims that he sexually abused her in 1974 when she was 15 years old, because now everybody's come out of the woodwork to talk about this. He's going to have to answer questions regarding accuser Judy Heath, or Heath, and the deposition is going to be sealed until December. A judge ruled that earlier in the week, but part of it could be made public after December. So now you have Malcolm Jamal Warner, who's a Cosby Show alum. He spoke out about this whole thing and said the allegations against Bill Cosby, that his legacy has been tarnished by the sexual assault allegations. He said his biggest concern is when it comes to the images of people of color on TV and film, and no matter what negative stereotypes of people of color, we've always had the Cosby Show to hold up against that. And the fact that we no longer have that, that's the thing that saddens me the most. Because in a few generations, the Huxtables will have been just a fairy tale. Well, unfortunately, the depressing thing is the amounts of women we're talking about with this whole Bill Cosby thing. How many years, how many women, the drugging, the similarities between so many of them that wouldn't have known or would have been connected. And it's nightmarish. And how many... You know, here's the thing. If some of the other women who were afraid to come, who say anything, were afraid to follow up with it, make it more than allegations, if they had come forward, would they have saved some other people from that? And the answer is perhaps, because the span of the damage of the allegedly for all these women is crazy when you're talking about 40 years plus. That's almost happening from the beginning. Wow, that is a lot of different women, different generations. Music means we got to say adios. Remember, you can always send me that email, americatonight.net. Thanks for listening.
Fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.